Stand like a tree, sit like a mountain, flow like a stream. It's the birthday of a new world. For 1,000 years, don't give up this place. Concord de May, Walden Pond, for Henry David Thoreau. In America stands a house, simple, rough-hewn, like a song which speaks eloquently of important things with words from everyday life. Just one room, it is made of wood, with high glass windows on either side. A place where the movement of light could be studied and known well. A door, a bed, a table, a cooking stove, a black cast iron, a hearth made of stones. And there's a wooden traverso on the bed. Did he play? What kind of sound would a flute make in such a house? Would he play with the door open? Clearly, this is a house in which one must play alone. Sit and watch the winter fire and the spring ice crack break up and begin to flow. This is a house where the necessary has been patiently mined from the superfluous, like a rock that comes out of the earth whole, not in need of any polish. His life was this work, the rock, the word, the life, were all one, indivisible, and that is so rare. This is what you've lost, America. The rocket's red glare has entered your heart's house and burst it apart. What remains is a shoddy shack, torn away from the shores which gave so much life. A derelict now on display. You have gouged holes in the earth at the edge of a song. Do you still remember the words? Something about, yes. In concord is no harmony, America. Don't you hear? No future. Grave proof through this night that our heart is not there.
It might be of help to know that this poem was written in Europe after a visit to the historical Walden Pond, within earshot of the place where Thoreau spent two of the most important years of his life and wrote the book of the same name, his gift to the world. There is now an immense landfill bordered by a four-lane expressway. A replica of the famous little hut he built at Walden Pond is on display in the middle of the park's parking lot. The fragments aligned right are taken from the introduction of Charles Ives' composition for voice and piano, Thoreau. If there might be a single piece of music that reflects both the greatness of North American culture and the vast continent out of which it emerged, This virtually unknown song by Ives, itself taken from his Concord Sonata, is the one I would without hesitation select. These texts from Thoreau and Ives should best be heard inwardly as part of the background of the composition, but not necessarily performed.
His meditations are interrupted only by the faint sound of the Concord bell, a melody, as it were, imported into the wilderness. At a distance over the woods, the sound acquires a certain vibratory hum, as if the pine needles in the horizon were the strings of a harp which it swept, a vibration of the universal lyre, just as the intervening atmosphere makes a distant ridge of earth, interesting to the eyes by the azure tint it imparts.